این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Ashura. In one of his speeches, he mentioned that the whole unity of expression that was at the base of our victory came about by the grace of these Ashura morning rites and meetings, as well as the sessions for the propagation and spread of Islam. In this part of his speech, obviously, he's talking about the importance of Ashura. And on top of that, he is talking about the importance of the victory and the main reason of the victory that they had over the previous king. In order to have this Islamic revolution, Imam Khomeini has said that it is because of the Ashura, the morning rites and meetings that we had. In these morning rites, we learned how Imam Hussein alayhi salam and those who were on the right path, how they struggled, how they were steadfast against the taghut, against the falsehood. And this is what we need to learn from the Ashura.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
Sallallahu alayhi.
We need to learn it from the Ashura that whenever there is a taghut, an oppressor, and whenever there is a falsehood, how to combat that falsehood. This is all because of these morning rites. The reason is that on the day of Ashura, when we are having the morning rites and meetings, over there are some people who talks about what happened on the day of Ashura. They talk about the battle of Imam Hussein. They talk about the philosophy of the Qiyam or uprising of Imam Hussein against Yazid. And if someone understands how Imam Hussein at his time confronted the Yazidis army or the Taghut or the oppressor of his time, he can do the same thing, he can achieve the same goals even after Imam Hussein. And this is what practically Imam Khomeini has performed in this Islamic revolution, and he proved that even today, if someone follows the path of those who were at the day of Ashura, who fought for the Islam, who stood against the taghut or the oppression of their time, and they raised the flag of Islam, and they wanted to keep the name of Islam and the name of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam alive, if we follow their footstep, we can achieve the same goals.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day.